I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate it. And please follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just type in the Union Edge. And, you know, sometimes, folks, when you make a mistake, sometimes it's okay. And sometimes you really just want to kick yourself with it. And I'm kicking myself right now. But long story short, we'll try and fix it. And we'll tell you about that one later. But joining me today from Work in Progress Radio, Teamsters Local 406 and the Community Action Teams, we've got Jim Chase. Jim, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much, Charles. It's wonderful to be on today.
It's always a pleasure, man. It's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. I just wish I could tell time right, but that's another story. Long and short of this is a lot of things going on. First of all, you guys have like a dozen different organizing drives going on. How's that going?
Yeah, there's lots of calls, and I got some companies that I haven't heard from in a year or more that kind of pick up where they left off. And sometimes it's as much as the company hears about it, then changes their whole demeanor, and then the campaign could fizzle, you know. But then they go back to their old selves again, and, you know, safety standards and everything else kind of goes to kaput. Mm-hmm. And there we go again. The strange thing is I'll get a call again from that company, workers from that company, but it'd even be a different worker. So I have on file, you know, a number of people that called independently, individually, and that helps a campaign. All of a sudden I got, you know, a half a dozen or more people that this all went through their minds. Somebody's got to be brave to make the call, mm-hmm. to get the ball rolling, to give us a chance to research and try to figure out what we can do and put together a game plan. Because in the end, Charles, as you know, it's worth it. It's the method to get a level playing field.
It is. And Jim, you know, one of the things here in the Pittsburgh area, our building trades have a really stellar relationship with the mm-hmm. signatory contractors. You guys with Teamsters Logo 406, you've got a really stellar relationship with your signatory employers.
Yes.
Which is, you know, I mean, which just blows out of the water all the arguments that some of these people out mm-hmm. there make. You know, it's like, oh, you're a vampire and a leech, and you're just going to bleed the company dry and all this kind of other stuff. And you're there just not to work and get paid for free, and a job for life. And we hear this rhetoric and we hear all this silliness. But, you know, a good relationship between, you know, between the union and the employer and the working people is a good thing. I mean, you know, it's like the old saying, you know, good fences make good neighbors, right?
Sure. I mean, it's wonderful to have a good adversarial relationship, if you will. But what proves your point, Charles, is they're calling me. They are calling me asking for a favor.
Right.
What do you need? I need the best drivers that you can find. Because mm-hmm. all over the country, it is hard to get good drivers, or not as many people are going into the business, because over the last decade or so, they've carved down the wages and carved down the benefits and carve, and try to let truckers come in from south of the border that don't adhere to safety standards and all that.
Maciadora trucks. Yeah.
So they've made a concerted effort to get away with paying less, compensated less safety, less everything, and not even worry about speaking English type things. And these things have finally caught up to them. You got people that don't want to get in the business anymore, and now they need them like crazy, and now we're willing to pay more money. Oh, how come they're not getting in? We're going to, you know, raise the wages 11% and all this sort of thing. Well, we're trying on our end, but look what you conjured up yourself.
Right. You created the environment, and you're growing what you're growing. You know, and you talk about companies that, you know, they're racing to the bottom. One of the problems with this race to the bottom, it's a $19 billion a year problem here in the United States, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. is wage theft.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and this is what we happen to do for a living. I'm doing right now in a few contracts at once, is to get the compensation fair. What I mean by fair is it's a wage or compensation or even work rules and safety standards that we all can agree with, okay? It takes quite a process to negotiate back and forth, but when we're done, the company says, yes, we are sustainable, we can do fine, the people on the top make plenty of money. At the same time, we're not going to let our workers get away, leave, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes some places, you get a bunch of reprimands and I'm trying to get rid of you. No, we want the workers that are dedicated. We want the workers, and that's what we educate and train our people to do the right thing. Work as hard as you can. Everyone should every day. And in exchange, we need to be treated with fairness and dignity.
Jim, let me ask you a question. You know, our building trades brothers and sisters have a unique relationship with the signatory contractors.
Yes.
It's actually the building trades that go out and recruit people to become brand new apprentices.
Mm-hmm.
They're the one, the building trades hire the people to be an apprentice. They train them. They get them out in the field. They work them. They get them to journeyman status, and people continue to work, and they're paid for by the building trades unions as opposed to the company. The company pays the union to pay the people. It's a unique relationship, but the training is done by the union under the consultation of the union and the contractors, the signatory contractors. Hey, what do you guys need us to be doing 6 months, a year from now? Now, they start people off knowing that, you know, if you don't have to know how to swing a hammer and you can go into the building trades, okay? But is it possible, or does the Teamsters anywhere take people, teach them how to drive, and then get them out to those signatory employers?
Well, it's good that you asked this question, because we're starting to get more and more companies that will do that. And, of course, it took all of this happening now to kind of warehouse that are not drivers,
right,
but are interested in driving. Yes,
right.
There are now programs to send them to driving school and be able to practice within these giant complexes. You know, there's 20 acres inside of a fenced-in area. So, yeah, it's amazing. This didn't happen not that long ago.
So this is something that's on the Teamsters radar screen in conjunction with the...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about our friends with the utility workers and what they did up in Chicago. I think you're going to get a kick out of this.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon, that's for sure. Folks, just want to remind you, please go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If you're local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together, and we're all working real hard to improve our communities. And guess what? It's working. We're doing a good job. Joining me now from Teamsters Local 406, Work in Progress Radio, and the Community Action Teams, Jim Chase. Jim, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Charles. Wonderful to be on today. It's a beautiful day here in Michigan, finally.
Yeah, I mean, the lake isn't frozen over. yeah.
Well, but 2 years ago at this time, there was still some icebergs on Lake Superior.
Yeah, there you go.
But we've recovered. We had about 11 inches of rain yesterday, and it was muggy like crazy, and now today is 74 and breezy and dry, and you never know what you got up here.
You never know, but it's always fun, that's for sure.
It is.
Jim, you know, we're talking about Teamsters Local 406 perhaps getting into a program where you, as the Teamsters, the signatory employers, do joint training for brand new people who may or may not have had any experience in driving a truck before. And we're not necessarily talking about an 18-wheeler, but, you know, even a smaller truck in a city environment takes a little bit of a light-handed times, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a few things going on here. Like I had mentioned before, we've had some companies that have kind of stepped forward and started their own training for their own people that are not drivers. And we also have, we represent pipeline drivers out of this local, covering, 55 out of 83 counties in Michigan. And we've offered certain pipeline training for, there's 47 different pieces of equipment, like Marukas and stringers and a bunch of funny names with funny equipment that people don't know how to drive. So we've had classes for that. And one other step further that has been talked about here recently in the last few months is for us to exactly have a training program out of 406. So not waiting for the employers to say, well, geez, we can't get any drivers, and we're looking all over the country. Guess what? We'll do that.
Yeah.
I mean, Buck Gino has done a good job. They have their training out there at the plumbers and pipe fitters.
Right.
And I drive by there all the time, and they are good and prepared. They did just like what you said. They have a number of people that are signed up, and they are fully trained and qualified. So if any employer anywhere needs anybody, they know safety standards. They know how to be efficient. The good people, and right across the board, because they are ready at any time. And that's what we're going to try to do with drivers here as well.
And this is a wonderful thing for a number of different reasons, okay? And let me very briefly tell what our friends with the Utility Workers Union of America is doing. In Chicago, they set up a training facility for all the signatory utilities. Gas, electric, water, sewage, yada, yada, yada. And in conjunction with the local community college, lent them a wing of the college. And the building trades came in and built the training facility inside, literally within like a 2-week period.
Wow.
And they've got utility workers, seasoned, experienced utility workers who are within like the last 5 years of their job before retirement.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the companies paying for this. They've got the union paying for this. And what they're doing is they are taking people and training them how to go into the utilities. If you want to be an electrical worker working for the power company, or if you want to be a plumber working for the sewage companies or the townships or whatever, they get young men and women, maybe not so young men and women, trained, get them the OSHA 10, the OSHA, all the other stuff that they need. They're ready, willing, and able, and educated in the vocation by seasoned veterans that have been doing this for 30 years.
Perfect.
And then they go right to work, and they all have a job when they graduate.
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful thing. That's well thought out, and they cover all the categories to make this type of program successful. That's beautiful.
Now, and this is very similar to what SEIU and 1199 out of Philadelphia have been doing for years. They have many employees that work for the hospitals and other medical facilities. They train them. You can come in, learn how to be a certified nursing assistant, become a registered nurse, all the way up. And I understand that they're actually putting people through local medical school.
Okay.
So this is the union training people on the job and going to work. And this model works because if you think about it, Jim, how hard is it for the Teamsters to train people to be the best truck drivers around?
Well, we just need the chance to, and it's such a wonderful idea. It's the epitome of getting out in front of it. If we are out there, and we already know what employers want, what employers need, most of us have already put in 20, 25 years, 30, 35 years in our own businesses we come from. So we already know through trial and error what to do. So if we can take any individual, any worker, male or female, doesn't matter, and actually at any age, and train them, especially up here in Michigan, ice and snow, even if we have it all summer long, we can help the process. We can really, really help.
Yeah, in addition to that, because you're in Michigan, you've got the best potholes in the country.
Oh, they're beauties.
Yeah, thank the governor.
We put plants in there. plants on them with Rick Snyder signs on them.
Yeah.
So, thanks, Governor.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, we appreciate that. You know, Jim, it's a wonderful idea, and the more we do that, the better off we are, because we're putting the unions are putting the cream of the crop out there to get the job done.
Yep. Stay ahead of the curve and make things better for everyone, especially the employer and us.
And
it works for everybody.
And Jim, if I'm interested in getting involved in a program like that, how do I get a hold of you?
Call 1-800-626-6211. Ask for Jim Chase. I'll point you in the right direction unless we can help you right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if I want to join a union, 800-626-6211. Teamsters Local 406. Jim Chase, we appreciate it, brother. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Give me a call, everybody.
Absolutely. I'm Charles.